91X News.
It's 18 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Haley Rose. A youth homelessness advocate with firsthand experience living on the streets made a stop at Loyalist College on Monday to talk about youth poverty and awareness. Tara Henley has the story.
You'll be walking down the road of life, minding your own business, and life's going to life you. It's just going to knock you right in the mouth.
Joe Roberts is a Loyalist College graduate who returned to Belleville this week as part of his 9,000-kilometer marathon across Canada called Push for Change. He is pushing a shopping cart, a symbol of homelessness, across the country to call attention to the 35,000 young people living on the street in Canada.
How can we inspire and empower Canadians to think differently about youth homelessness? How can we have a conversation with provincial, municipal, and federal government to talk about what we need to do to better support that prevention side of things?
Roberts is no stranger to homelessness. He says he was living on the streets of Vancouver for years as a drug addict. After kicking his addiction and graduating from Loyalist, he quickly became CEO of a large marketing company in Vancouver, earning his first million before the age of 35.
In less than 12 years, I went from being on the streets of Vancouver to being on the cover of Maclean's.
The marathon kicked off at the beginning of May in St. John's, Newfoundland, and Roberts has walked over 3,000 kilometers so far. Push for Change hopes to reach its goal of raising $17.5 million by September of next year, when the marathon is scheduled to end. Tara Henley, QNET News, Belleville.
An Ontario man has been designated a dangerous offender for sex crimes against young children and animals. This means Shane Lund will be held in prison for an indefinite amount of time. Justice Joseph Kenkel told a Barrie, Ontario court that the 25-year-old shows a complete inability to control his sexual impulses, and even his lawyer says his offenses were heinous. Lund pled guilty to 35 charges. Police in New Zealand said they found partial remains of a Canadian man whose vehicle went off a highway in the country 3 years ago. Connor Hayes and Joanna Lamb were in a camper van near New Zealand's Haas Pass in September 2013 when police say the vehicle was swept off a highway by a landslide. Police say the Ottawa couple was killed in the crash. 24-year-old Lamb's body was recovered days later from a beach north of the tourist town of Haas, but 25-year-old Hayes was never found. On Wednesday, New Zealand police announced that a hunter located a human thigh bone at the confluence of two rivers in August, which DNA analysis has confirmed as Hayes. Inspector Mel Aitken says the discovery prompted a new search of the Haas River this Sunday, and a number of items of interest were recovered in the riverbed, but police have yet to confirm they belong to Hayes. Aitken says anything believed to belong to Hayes, including bones, will eventually be released to his family back in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the recent rash of suicides in northern Saskatchewan is a tragedy. Speaking to reporters in Ottawa, Trudeau said it's all too common for young Indigenous people to take their own lives. Trudeau says the Liberal government is working with First Nations to stop the loss of lives.
We see a tremendous tragedy in Saskatchewan that happens all too often. Too many young people losing their lives, which is why we continue to be committed to working with Indigenous communities across the country to deal with this ever-occurring tragedy.
The Prime Minister's comments come after a 10-year-old child committed suicide about 5,000 kilometers north of Saskatchewan. Two girls from Stanley Mission and one from La Ronge, all between the ages of 12 and 14, also committed suicide earlier this month. Immigration Minister John McCallum is acknowledging the advice of a high-powered group of external advisors that recommends a dramatic increase in Canada's immigration levels to stimulate economic growth. But McCallum suggests the recommendation, a 50% increase in targets to 450,000 people a year, targeting skilled entrepreneurial newcomers, might be too ambitious. He says to meet the target suggested by the Advisory Council on Economic Growth would be a costly endeavor and might not find support across the country. He says discussions are continuing and the government will announce immigration targets for 2017 next month. The 14-member panel, chaired by Dominique Barton of the firm McKinsey & Co., is to deliver a set of recommendations to Finance Minister Bill Monroe on Thursday. The group is trying to come up with ways for the government to boost growth beyond the forecasted 2% annual level. And Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump ugly battle for the White House is barreling toward the end, with the candidates taking the debate stage tonight for one final primetime showdown. Jerry Bodlander reports Trump could try for a game-changing moment during tonight's debate.
With the electoral map favoring Clinton, the debate could be Trump's last chance to turn things around. His campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, acknowledged on Fox that he needs a comeback. A Clinton campaign spokesman says the former Secretary of State will be ready for whatever scorched-earth tactics Trump tries.
Republicans desperately hope Trump can close the campaign by focusing on Clinton's weaknesses, a strategy some privately concede may not be enough at this point for him to win, but could help the party's Senate candidates salvage their races. An astronaut who will be on the International Space Station in 2018 will be part of a Canadian experiment to see how long-duration missions and impact astronauts' brains. Canadian astronaut David St. Jacques will begin his six-month mission in late 2018 to be part of the research and jokes he'll be the perfect guinea pig. The study will examine how reduced gravitational forces affect the astronauts' ability to find their way around. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
It's time for Doug's Bicycle Fall Clearout Sale. 2017s are here and we need to make room. Save 20% on all 2016s, 30% off all used bikes, and up to 50% off select clothing. Take advantage of these incredible deals on some of the industry's best brands like Giant, Specialized, and Cervelo. What are you waiting for? Why am I still talking? 159 College Street West, Doug's Bicycle. Come get them before they're gone.
And in sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team hopes to end their season off on a high note. The women welcome Durham tonight at 6 o'clock. They have lost 8 of their games, tied 2, and had their only win last week. The Blue Jays reliever Jason Grilli says closer Roberto Osuna is one of several players in the Toronto bullpen with bright futures.
I'm most impressed not just with him, but all these young guys that come up on a good organization, a winning team, and being this position and stepping up to the limelight and doing the job. I mean, there's not too many 21, 22, 23-year-olds that you can sit there and go, wow, anybody on any team.
And in other baseball news, a youngster is facing a veteran in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series tonight.
With the Dodgers 2 wins away from their first World Series in 28 years, they'll turn to 20-year-old left-hander Julio Urias to start Game 4. He'll be the youngest starting pitcher in postseason history. Urias threw 2 scoreless relief innings against the Nationals in the Game 5 clincher of the Division Series. The Cubs will counter with veteran pitcher John Lackey. Chicago as a team is hitting only 161 against the Dodgers, and they've been shut out in back-to-back games. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
And in the NHL, there are only 2 games tonight. The Jets welcome the Leafs to Winnipeg for an 8 o'clock game, and the Red Wings are in New York to face the Rangers at 8 o'clock. In NBA news, the Toronto Raptors look for a 3rd straight win when they visit the Detroit Pistons in NBA preseason action. Toronto has a 3-2 record in exhibition play. The Raptors open the regular season next Wednesday, hosting the Pistons. The Canadian Finals Rodeo is staying in Edmonton for at least 2 more years of steer wrestling, calf roping, and bull riding. This November's national championship was supposed to be the last in the city after 43 years before the event moved to Saskatoon. But Jeff Robson of the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association says the rodeo and accompanying Farm Fair International will continue to be held in Edmonton until 2018. The Rodeo Association has signed a memorandum of understanding last summer with Saskatoon to hold the finals in the city for 3 years. Robson says the rodeo board was split on the direction it should take, and the added 2 years in Edmonton will give all sides a chance to find a long-term solution. The board earlier this year rejected a proposal from Edmonton and the Oilers Entertainment Group, which operates the city's new downtown area, to hold the event after this year. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk at gmail.com. In the forecast for Belleville, at 4:09, it's 18 degrees and sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.